Democrat Tom Barrett and Republicans Scott Walker and Mark Newman have gotten the lion's share of media attention in the race for governor. But Republicans also have a third choice besides Walker and Newman next Tuesday. Wisconsin Rapids financial manager Scott Paterick counts his lack of political experience as an asset and his global business contacts as crucial in helping bring jobs to the state.
I know people all over the world that do what I do and also know where the money is. China, India, I know people. I know people in Japan. I have friends all over the world that I can call, that Rolodex comes with me to try to help bring money to the state to grow jobs.
On the Democratic side, Milwaukee business owner and author Tim John says he can do a better job than Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. John is the great-grandson of the founder of the Miller Brewing Company. The central plank in his campaign is creating business cooperatives to employ African-American men.
This group right now needs to be brought into the picture. I tell black men, the day I'm elected, your life gets harder, not easier. I said, you think it's easy getting up at 6 in the morning and getting on a bus and going across town and coming back exhausted? I said, your life will get harder. I said, it'll get better, but it'll get harder.
The two independents on the ballot are also political newcomers. James James is a sales manager for a telecommunications company in Spring Green. He promises to make government programs more accountable by making their budgets transparent and says he'll reduce welfare fraud by drug testing anyone who gets food stamps to assure they're not selling their stamps to buy drugs.
As it is now, the state that continues to dole out the money to these individuals has no idea if they have an addiction. By having this set up, then we're able to find these individuals, and hopefully most of them want to get some help and then able to get them into a program accordingly.
Drug policy changes of a different kind are on the mind of another independent candidate. Germantown truck driver Jim Langer wants to legalize marijuana and allow farmers to grow hemp. Langer, who served on the Germantown Village Board, was at Madison's East Town Mall over the weekend shaking hands and talking about his vision for the state.
Why don't we let our farmers grow it and benefit and take the crime element out of it? You know, it's a win-win situation. You could tax it, you could regulate it. It's going to be just like starting up with the alcohol. You got rid of all of the bootleggers and everything else, and guess what? Now people just can't live without it.
Langer promises on this issue, as on others, that he would listen to public sentiment before pushing for policy changes. All but one of these candidates, Tim John, the Democrat, opposed the plans to build a high-speed commuter rail line from Milwaukee to Madison. And all of them say they're running to give people a chance to vote for someone who is not beholden to the leadership of the two major parties. Finally, all of them say they've been marginalized by a campaign financing system they would work to change because they say it allows the candidates with the most money to get their message out to more voters. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.